This is Dr. Don Wilton.
You remember the story about Moses and the rock and how angry he became when he struck the rock. God even caused a rock to provide water for the people. Let me tell you something about this forgotten group of people. They had plenty to drink. Kind of sounds like us, doesn't it? Anyone thirsty here today? I'm not talking about right now. Some of us could use a Diet Coke or an orange drink or a good glass of water. I'm not talking about that. But I'm going to say to you, these people were given plenty to drink. So why in the world were they forgotten? The Encouraging
This is The Encouraging Word, featuring the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton, well-known author and evangelist, and today his topic is the forgotten dead. As we open God's Word in the book of Hebrews, we want to invite you to join us both online if you're at an opportunity to be able to listen and surf. It's theencouragingword.org. Or perhaps you're in a situation you'd like to have someone pray with you, talk with you. We're here at the other end of 866-899-WORD, not just now, but 24 hours a day. Store it in your cell, jot it down, 866-899-9673. We'll always connect you with someone who is literally committed to encourage you. Now, let's open God's Word together with Dr. Don Wilton.
I'm going to ask you to open your Bibles, and we're about to do something that is remarkable. So just open your Bible to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, you'll need your Bibles. And I want to speak to you spiritually speaking. It's as though God was speaking to my heart. It's as though God said to me, listen, Don Wilton, what you do has got nothing to do with you. Just listen to me and I'll tell you what to do. So I said to the Lord, per se, I said, well, Lord, what am I going to say? I've had you in Hebrews. You're in Hebrews chapter 11 and I'm going to speak to God's people, to my people from Hebrews chapter 11. The Bible tells us about the crossing of the Red Sea. Remember, God came to the children of Israel. They were stuck. They were in a predicament. They stood there, said, what are we going to do? God said, don't worry. Moses got in action, parted the Red Sea, and they crossed over. That's Hebrews chapter 11, verse 29. What's the next verse? Verse 30. We studied that last week. I don't know that I've had any more calls in my life about the subject last week, especially on the seven habits of highly effective overcomers. We go from Moses and the parting of the Red Sea to Joshua and the army of Israel overcoming the mighty walls of Jericho. Now, here's the problem. What happened to the 40 years in between? It's not there. This is the hall of faith. Dear friend, listen to me. What God puts down in Hebrews chapter 11 is so significant because it is tied into the superiority of the Lord Jesus Christ. And here God, by His Spirit, tells us about Abraham, about Isaac, about all these people, including Moses, gets the children of Israel to the parting of the Red Sea, and the next minute we hear anything about them is 40 years later. My subject this morning is the forgotten dead. There are three mothers in my life, my mother-in-law, my mother, and my wife, who's the mother of my children. Now, I'm going to tell you this concerning my two mothers. Should God call them home before He calls me home, I can promise you one thing about my mothers. I will never forget them. There are men and women here today whose mothers went to be with the Lord many years ago. You've never forgotten them. They are in your heart right now. You love them that they had that kind of impact on you. You will never forget them. Do you know, my dear friends, that there are people, this church is 165, 170 years old. Do you know that there are hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of people who for years and years loved the Lord, served the Lord, sat in the same pews you and I did, sang the same songs, worshiped the Lord in this congregation here in Spartanburg, and very regularly and periodically, daily, monthly, yearly, hourly, we remember them. They're always there. Somehow, somewhere, all of a sudden, here come these people, long time gone to be with the Lord, but we don't forget them. But I'm also going to tell you, do you know that over the 165 years of this church's history, do you know that there are probably many people, some of whom maybe were members of this church for 40 and 50 and 60 and 70 and 80 and 90, maybe 100 years, that worship the Lord in this church, and you and I have never heard of them. They've forgotten. We don't even know they exist. I'll guarantee you there were people who stood up and made motions and did this and did that and did the next thing, but they've forgotten. But then there are hundreds of others that we will never forget them. What's the difference? Do you know that there are some of you looking at me today that you're going to live your life, you're going to die, and that's it? And there are hundreds of you today that you're going to live your life, you're going to die, and for the rest of existence, people are going to read about you. They're going to know about you. They're going to recall you to memory. And folks, this is nothing. This has nothing to do with the size of a gift or the activity or the public nature of what you do. I'm telling you, some of the most private, unassuming, wonderful, gracious people that never said, "Boo bah, kiss my foot," to anybody are the people we remember most of all. It's amazing that we remember a widow who gave just a mite, isn't it? That's all she did. Well, I'm going to ask you to turn in your Bibles to Exodus chapter 15. Now, folks, this is incredible. I tell you, God wrote this on my heart. Exodus chapter 15. Go there very quickly to Exodus chapter 15. We're going to do two things today. Number one, I'm going to ask the question, what happened to these people who lived for 40 years and we've forgotten about them? What happened to them? Why did God not include them in the hall of faith? Why aren't they mentioned? Why are they just pushed aside? What have 40 years worth of living, folks? Can you imagine all the things they did? We know about it. It's recorded in the Old Testament. But God evidently said they do not deserve to be included in my hall of fame. And I don't use that in terms of man, in terms of whom God is, of what God regards us as. Well, what happened to them? Let me tell you just six things. There were many things that happened to them. Number one, they were given plenty to drink. If you go to Hebrews, at least to Exodus chapter 15, the Bible tells us, this is just one of the occasions, the Bible says that for 3 days in the middle of verse 22, they traveled in the desert without finding water. Now, folks, I spent a whole year in a desert. I know what it's like to live in a desert. They traveled there, no water. They couldn't find it for 3 days. They finally came to some water, but they couldn't drink it because it was fouled up. It was bitter. God intervened. Look at verse 25. Moses cried out to the Lord and showed him a piece of wood. He threw it into the water, and the water became sweet. They had something to drink. You remember the story about Moses and the rock and how angry he became when he struck the rock. God even caused a rock to provide water for the people. Let me tell you something about this forgotten group of people. They had plenty to drink. Kind of sounds like us, doesn't it? Anyone thirsty here today? I'm not talking about right now. Some of us could use a Diet Coke or an orange drink or a good glass of water. I'm not talking about that. But I'm going to say to you, these people were given plenty to drink. So why in the world were they forgotten?
We'll be back with more of Dr. Don Wilton here on The Encouraging Word. If you'd like to hear more of today's broadcast or other broadcasts that are connected to this wonderful series on Complete and Courageous, you can find them on our website at theencouragingword.org. It's also a great place to connect with Dr. Don. Connect on his socials, whether it be Twitter, Facebook. We're all connected. We're getting social just as you are online at theencouragingword.org. We'd also be happy to talk with you, pray with you, and connect on our phone line at 866-899-WORD. Yes, lots of things connected just through the keyboard, but every once in a while, it's good just to talk. We're here at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. Now back to today's message, The Forgotten Dead, with Dr. Don Wilton.
Number two, they were given plenty to eat. Chapter 16, verse 13, for example, Bible says, that evening quail came and covered the camp. Any of you quail hunters here? Bible tells us here they were in the desert where there were no such things. They were starving. Number one, they didn't have anything to drink. God gave them plenty. They had nothing to eat. God covered the ground with quail. Another time, God sent manna from heaven. That's bread. They had bread, they had meat, they had water. So they had plenty to eat. Number three, they were tested repeatedly by the Lord. Look at chapter 15 again and the last part of verse 25. The Bible says, there the Lord made a decree and a law for them, and there he tested them. By the way, do you know that one of the greatest privileges in life is to be tested by God? God tests us. God doesn't tempt us. That's what Satan does. God tests us. You know why God tests us? He makes us stronger. He helps us to give him glory. He strengthens us. Folks, one of the greatest privileges in life is that a Christian man or lady be tested. You and I ought to pray repeatedly, Lord, test me. Test me. Please test me. Folks, these people were tested repeatedly by the Lord. Number four, they were given repeated victories. Repeated victories. For example, if you were to go to chapter 17, just turn over to chapter 17 of the book of Exodus. I don't have time to read it to you, but if you'll start in verse 8, the Amalekites came and attacked the Israelites. Now let me tell you what happened, folks. When the Amalekites came and attacked the Israelites, Moses held up his hand in verse 11. As long as Moses held up his hands, the Israelites were winning. And they ended up winning the battle. You can go through the narrative account in the Old Testament. What you're going to find? That this forgotten generation of people, God gave them repeated victories. Doesn't that sound like you and me? Wonder how many times God has given you a victory. Wonder how much God has given you to drink. Wonder how much God has given you to eat. Wonder how many times God has tested you. I wonder how many victories God has given you. You're an overcomer. And every time you come up against that obstacle, God enables you to overcome it by his grace. Number five, they were repeatedly covered with the glory of God. I love this. If you go all the way to chapter 40, look at Exodus chapter 40. Wonderful. This is a remarkable passage. Exodus chapter 40, and look specifically at verse 34. The Bible says, then the cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. So what happened to this forgotten generation? Time without number, repeatedly, the glory of God was made manifest over them. God just simply poured out his Shekinah glory. God did it because God wanted to do it, not because of them. God just did these things. Number six, they were given one sign after another. You go into verse 36 of chapter 40. The Bible says, in all the travels of Israel, whenever the cloud lifted from above the tabernacle, they would set out. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that God loved them so much that he gave them one sign after another? Sounds like us, doesn't it? Folks, do you know that I believe building together in faith, what we've just done, was a sign? When God spoke to this congregation 4 years ago, God said, excuse me, who do you think owns the cattle on 1,000 hills? Who owns the wealth in every mine? Who's in charge? Do what I'm telling you to do. That's what I expect of you. Here's a generation of people, over 40 years, folks, and yet God said, you're out of here. You're not going to be included. All right, so here's the question. Here's the question. Why were these people forgotten? Why did God leave them out? Once again, I've got a list as long as my arm, but I'm going to discipline myself to 5 points, 5 reasons, all out of Scripture. Number one, I think the first reason they are a forgotten generation is because they grumbled continually. I'm telling you, go with me to chapter 15. Look at chapter 15 of the book of Exodus, verse 24. So the people grumbled against Moses. Let's go to chapter 16 and verse 8. I love chapter 16 and verse 8. Remember now, God has done all of these things. Watch what you read here. Moses also said, you will know that it was the Lord when he gives you meat to eat in the evening and all the bread you want in the morning, because he has heard your grumbling against him. Who are we? You are not grumbling against us. You are grumbling against the Lord. By the way, have you ever met a genuine, down-to-earth grumbler? Grumble. Doesn't matter what you do, they grumble, man. Doesn't matter what motor car you buy, it's not the right motor car. Doesn't matter what drink you give them, they want something else. Doesn't matter how much sugar you put in their tea at the Beacon, they want more sugar in their tea at the Beacon. Now, that's a grumbler. I mean, if it's the sun is shining, it's too hot. If there are too many clouds, it's too cold. Folks, have you ever met someone who comes to church? You can never get it right. It's either too hot or too cold, and they'll let you know. They don't like it this way. They don't want it that way. Can't do this. Can't it. Grumble. Whether you're going to do this. They don't like that. Up one side, down the other side. Grumble. Grumble. Ron Wells, my dear brother in Christ, wrote a tremendous musical drama, and you sing about it, the grumbling itis of the Israelites. Grumbled here and grumbled there. I think he called it grumbleitis or something like that. They grumbled continually. Number two, they disregarded their leaders. They disregarded their leaders. Look at chapter 16 and verse 20. Bible says, however, some of them paid no attention to Moses. Now, folks, listen carefully. God has always raised up leaders. Hasn't changed his mind. God always gives to his people leaders. Boys and girls, do you know who your leaders are? Mom and dad. You show me a child that doesn't listen to mom and dad, and I'll show you a child that ends up in serious trouble. Let me serve notice in this church. You do not spit in the face of God. And I'm going to submit to you today, my friends, that these people, the Israelites, rose up and they disregarded their spiritual leaders. America today is facing a crisis like never before because we're teaching our children not to follow the kind of leaders that God puts in front of them. That is why you can call me old-fashioned. I do not accept boys and girls calling senior adults by their first name. I do not accept young people getting into the face of older people with a disregard and a disrespect. I want to tell you, my friend, it is the seed of destruction. And somewhere in America, we're going to teach our people that God demands of us certain fundamental things that speak to our character and to who we are as men and women of Almighty God. This was a forgotten generation. They had a total disregard for their leaders. They grumbled constantly. Number three, they constantly looked backwards. I tell you, if you want to have a chuckle that's very serious, go to chapter 17 and verse 3. I want you to think for just a moment. At how these people were delivered from bondage. 400 years of slavery. God gave them something to eat, something to drink, led them across the Red Sea, and yet when the chips were down, the Bible says in verse 3, the people were thirsty for water and they grumbled against Moses and they said, why did you bring us up out of Egypt to make us die and our children and livestock die of thirst? They said, look, what we're going to do is we're going to take a few steps forward and 25 steps backwards. And we're going to live our lives constantly looking backwards. You know what Paul said? He said, forget those things which are behind you. Press on, move on, run the race. Fight the good fight of faith. Stand up tall and be counted. What's done is done. God gave us Jesus Christ. Friend, if I look back over my shoulder, I'm a dead man because I have sinned so grievously in the presence of Almighty God. But He has forgiven me for what I have done, and He's wiped the slate clean. And He said to me, Don Wilton, I want you to stand up and be counted for righteousness today. I wonder why these people were forgotten. Number four, they quickly turned away from the Lord. Chapter 32 and verse 8. It was just amazing how many times these people just turned back from the Lord. Every step they took forward, they just sinned against God. They became disobedient. It didn't matter how God had blessed them. One day they would rise up. They remind me of America. They became so fickle in everything that they did, where everybody rallies around because something happened, and the next day the entire nation forgets about who God is. We have 911 and our hearts break, and the church of God is filled to capacity. And 2 months later, you cannot find America for dust as far as God is concerned. Are we telling the Lord that we need to have one tragedy after another to bring us back to Him? Consider these people, the forgotten dead. Oh, how easy it is to turn away from the Lord. And number five, they were easily led astray. Chapter 32, for example, and verse 21, I told you there are so many passages. Bible says that Moses went up onto Mount Sinai and the people turned their backs on him. When he came back down from the mountain, they'd built a golden calf. They were giving themselves to drunken debauchery. To make matters worse, Aaron led them to do it. One of their deputy leaders stood up and said, "Man, let's just forget about who God is for the moment." And the people just followed. My wife and I have tried, I'm sure we failed many times, but we've tried to tell our children, sons and daughter, we are grateful for your behavior in the home. Our children ought to behave in the home. But really, what really matters is not how they behave at home. It's how they behave when they're out of the home. And mom and dad aren't there. Well, Moses took off and they built a golden calf. The forgotten dead. It's an amazing story. I don't want you to think for a moment that I think that you or I are anywhere near where we need to be. But I am grateful to the Lord for a church, a group of people who have determined never to be forgotten. Never to be forgotten. What are you doing? What kind of life are you living? Have you got a sweet mother who's crying her heart out for the Lord Jesus for you? And folks, let's not confuse the issue. Some people might say, "Well, you know, if I give a lot of money, I'll never be forgotten." It's not about money. It's not about whether I preach, whether I sing. It's not about that. So let me just give you in 30 seconds God's never to be forgotten list. You want it? God's never to be forgotten list. Number one, a repentant person. Number two, a separated person. Someone who stands out. You and I cannot call ourselves believers and behave the same as the world does. Number three, a grateful person. I believe with all my heart, ingratitude is a particularly heinous thing in the eyes of God. Ingratitude, an ungrateful heart. Number four, an obedient person will never be forgotten. God requires, that's the hallmark of Christian discipleship. God says it, you do it. Number five, a serving person, someone who's willing to serve the Lord. Number six, a giving person. Giving what? Giving. Lord, here I am. Lord, I'm going to give my money, I'm going to give my talent, my service. I'm just going to give. I'm just going to give it to you because nothing I have, including myself, is mine. It's all yours. Let me tell you something, folks. You show me a tight-fisted man with money, and I'll show you a basically unhappy person. You ever met someone who's tight-fisted? Count pennies. They're legalists. They bring everything into mind. They say, "Oh, no, we're not going to do this. We're not going to do that. We're not." I tell you, I'll show you an unhappy man, an unhappy lady. You know why? Because God tells us to open our hands. And again, I'm not just talking about money. I'm talking about everything. Opening yourself up, saying, "Lord, here I am. Use me. Send me. Everything I've got is yours." Now, you want me to show you a happy person? A happy person is an abandoned person. It's someone who has said, "Look, my home, my heart, everything, it's just yours. I just give it to you."
Sometimes it really is just that simple. Say, "Here I am, Lord." If God has stirred your heart today, let us speak with you. This is the encouraging word. You've been listening to Dr. Don Wilton, and he'll be back in just a moment, so please don't go away. But know that we, as the encouraging word team, are here with you to pray with you and for you. 866-899-WORD will connect you not just now, but 24 hours a day. That's 866-899-9673. Or meet us online at theencouragingword.org. Before we get away, here are those closing thoughts from Dr. Don.
Are you ready to give your heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ? Why don't you pray this prayer with me right now? Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner, and I know that Jesus died for me on the cross. Today, I repent of my sin, and by faith, I receive you into my heart. In Jesus' name. My friend, I welcome you today into the family of God. This is exciting news.
What a powerful day. Wouldn't this be a perfect day to have someone encourage you on the phone or on the keyboard at theencouragingword.org? That's our website, theencouragingword.org, or this phone number, 866-899-9673. You know, these moments of studying God's Word together are so critical, but we also would love to add some moments to your mornings. Maybe an email, first thing, from Dr. Don Wilton to encourage you. You can sign up by texting the word DAILY to 30500 for this free email from Dr. Don, and I believe it will bless you tremendously. That's just text the word DAILY to 30500. Now, a quick thought on this very special Sanctity of Human Life opportunity.
Across America, there are different views on when life begins and when it should end. What do you believe? What does the Bible say? When does life really begin? Join Dr. Wilton as he teaches biblical truths with compassion straight from God's Word in his classic and timely message, The Sanctity of Human Life. Plus, you will receive two bonus gifts, Why Pro-Life and Counterculture in a World of Abortion. These powerful ministry resources will help equip you with the facts to see life through the lens of God's Word. Request The Sanctity of Human Life, a classic and timely message on CD, and the bonus gifts for your gift of any amount to The Encouraging Word today. Write to us at Post Office Box 2110, Spartanburg, South Carolina, 29304, or call us toll-free at 866-899-WORD, or visit online at theencouragingword.org. Thank you for your support as we continue to proclaim God's truth around the world.
Thank you for your partnership with The Encouraging Word. God's doing great and wonderful things. And I want you to know that I pray for you. I want to pray for you right now. In fact, you can see that number on the television screen. We've got people 24/7 praying for you. You can call in your prayer requests at any time. Let me pray for you right now. Dear God, I want to pray for my precious friends right now, for someone especially in need of prayer. Lord Jesus, please touch them. Touch their lives and be a blessing to them today in every way. And I pray this in the strong and wonderful name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.